Hello, I'm Elizabeth Hageman from the University of New Hampshire. If you look at the title page of the printed edition of writings by Catherine Phillips in this case, you'll see that Phillips translated two plays by the French dramatist Pierre Corneille, his Pompey and also his Horace. We don't know exactly why Phillips chose these two plays by Corneille, but in the context of this exhibit of women's writing, we should note that each of them features not one, but two very interesting female characters. The manuscript copy of Phillips's works in this case is open to the beginning of Pompey. The Egyptian leader Ptolemy, who speaks first, plots an underhanded way to murder the great Roman warrior Pompey. By the time the play is finished, both Ptolemy and Pompey are dead, but the play's two women are very much alive. Pompey's widow Cornelia has shown herself to be a heroic, loyal wife, and Ptolemy's sister, the ambitious and honorable Cleopatra, is celebrated as the new Queen of Egypt. Phillips's Pompey was performed at the Theatre Royal in Dublin in 1663, and that spring it was printed in two editions, one in Dublin, that one in March, and one in London in May. When Phillips died of smallpox in 1664, she had not quite finished translating Horace, but it was completed by Sir John Denham and performed at the court of Charles II in February 1668. In that performance, the king's mistress, Lady Castlemaine, played the role of Camilla, and the Duchess of Monmouth was her sister-in-law, Sabina. During the theatrical season of 1668 to 69, Horace was then performed by a professional acting company, the King's Men, at Bridges Theatre in London. Although plays by English women have been read in printed copies and also performed at court and in aristocratic households for years before Phillips translated Pompey and Horace, hers were the first plays by an English woman to be performed by commercial acting companies. But the same year that Horace was on stage, the King's Men also presented Elizabeth Boothbay's Marsilia, and soon plays by Aphra Behn, Mary Pix, Susanna Scentlever, and other women were popular with English audiences, both male and female.